Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Soul side of town, something from the mighty Tower of Power from about a year and a half ago. Check them out. They don't call them albums or CDs anymore. The new kid, the kids on the block now call them drops. But check it out at towerofpower.com. Speaking of a guy that's never in a drop, never dropping things, we'll talk about our super father, Mr. Socrates Palmer. We've got both him and Sebastian Palmer on the air right at the same time. Bottom line is, champ, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Pedro. How are you?
I'm fine. What was your scorecard last night? What did it look like at 11 rounds after 10 rounds?
You know what? I never really go by points. I would say I had Tyson up 7-3 at the time of the stoppage. I thought that it was a classic. I mean, probably the best heavyweight fight we've had since Riddick Bowe Holyfield. Like that, it was on that level as far as the drama. Not as competitive and as skillfully fought, because, I mean, a lot of the stuff that happened, but that's just Fury style, kind of ugly. And it was definitely part of the strategy was to smother Deontay, and that weight factor definitely played a toll. But it was just high drama stuff. From what the fight fans were treated to, it doesn't really get much better than that.
He's a slapper, though. Tyson Fury is a slapper. I noticed that again last night. He slaps. He hits like a girl sometimes.
But remember, the guy's 6'9". That's a hard slap coming down. You know, it's a lot of force. I mean, that's a big boy. That's like when Andre the Giant used to, you know, chop these guys. I mean, that's how it feels. The guy's 6'9", coming down with that velocity. You know, Deontay Wilder, I've never pretended to be a fan or impressed, but this is one of those rare occasions that he gained more out of this loss than any of his wins, because I think a lot of his wins, you know, were against people that he was supposed to do that to, you know. And he showed so much heart inside the ring. You know, he could have mailed it in when he got dropped earlier. And he fought. You know, he fought. He really did. And he kept you at the edge of your seat because of what he was able to do. You know, I think it was around 9. He caught Fury a few seconds before the bell.
Yeah.
You know, it was a real epic fight. My hat goes off to Deontay Wilder inside the ring, outside the ring. He's a little bit of a sore loser. And
I get the sore loser thing. But, you know, again, this is a heavy thing for him to accept psychologically, because I explained this big guy factor to you before. I knew a big guy that I won't mention that maybe listens to the show. Anyway, bottom line is he was bigger than everybody else, okay? You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And he towered everybody else. But once he got whipped when we were kids, it was over.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Once he got whipped, and he got whipped by a guy that was bigger than him. So once he saw a guy that was bigger than him, things changed. And I keep going back to that Tyson Fury is 3 inches or 2.5 inches bigger than Deontay Wilder. And Deontay, I don't think, has ever fought anybody bigger than him. Now, on the undercard, what's the word? Does Cuba have a heavyweight contender or what?
You know what? It seems that way. I mean, impressive night by Frank Sanchez. He looked really sharp and against another undefeated fighter, F.A. Ajabe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really brought out the character in Ajabe. You know, Ajabe at one point, he didn't want to be in there anymore. You know, and I remember about 2 years ago, they had that thing where the guy walked out of the ring when they saw him coming. I was like, oh, that's a cute gimmick, you know, but that didn't happen last night with Mr. Sanchez. He's got game. And you think the logical next fight, maybe him and Luis Ortiz for some bragging rights. I think that would be a great fight. Kind of like the old line against the new line in Cuba. I think this guy's the goods, and I think he's getting better. And he's got a good team with him, with Reynoso.
Okay, what about Mr. Berlanga? All these knockouts in the first round, it went the distance last night?
Boy, I tell you what, there was a lot of crumbs at the table from that humble pie that Berlanga got. I mean, he Listen, he's very, very fortunate to still be undefeated. He got hands put on, you know, and that's the one thing to say about Argentinian fighters. For the most part, you know, when they come to the States, they give a good, honest effort to win. And Mr. Berlanga is lucky that this guy didn't have more punching power. He's a work in progress. Like I've always said, I'm not going to use the cliche word that he got exposed, because I think he is what he is. You know, he's a guy who's going to make the exciting fights. Obviously, he's got punching power, but not much else. You know, and as his competition, if it goes any further than that, the hype train is going to be pulling over real soon.
Props to Marcelo Caceres, who drops a 30-3 with a draw and 16 KOs. He had his handful. He got dropped as well. Berlanga's a big puncher, no doubt about that. And, of course, it's always good for a big puncher, a guy that knocks people out early, to get some rounds under his belt. So this could be considered, like you said, a work in progress. So Mr. Berlanga continues. Oh, somebody shot me a quick text here. Pedro, tell the Andre the Giant story. Oh, man, I can't tell. Do you know who Bad News Brown was, the wrestler?
Yes, the bald black guy.
Yeah,
Canada.
Right. He was a real deal. I can't remember his name right now, but he was a real deal. He was a judo guy. He was a bronze medalist in the 76 Olympics or something like that. Anyway, he said that one time when he was wrestling Andre the Giant, Andre the Giant spit on him. And when I say spit, I mean with an H.
Yes. Yes. A moment.
Oh, the guy's 7'2" and 450 pounds on top of you. It's not like you got a choice on that matter.
Yeah, that's a big load.
That's a big load. All right, so what do we take away from last night? Your boxing is PhD. What do you take away from last night? If you're a boxing fan, it was a good night for the sport, no doubt about that. Now, is Al Haymon finally going to make his money back on PBS through Deontay Wilder? Did he make enough money in these three fights to sort of like shore up his debts?
I don't know what the final bean count is going to be, but I'm sure that it's going to be a pretty big check. They obviously was documented throughout the week, the trouble of selling tickets. But I think it's a reflection of the time that we're in during this pandemic. It was a good night for boxing. It really was. And it showed people once again that when it's at its zenith, there is no sport like boxing. Like that type of drama, you know, that energy. It was really a great night. Deontay Wilder, he's probably cooked. You know, that's a beating that he took, and he probably won't recover. I don't think he attended the press conference last night, so I don't know what his future plans are. But the heavyweight division is clear, you know, head and shoulders is one guy, you know, and that's Tyson Fury. All due respect to Alexander Usyk, it would be a really tall mountain to climb, because Fury's a good boxer as well, and he's got heart. And what Usyk exposed on Joshua, he won't be able to do that to Fury. At least I don't think so. I think the only thing that beats Tyson Fury at this point in his life is himself. You know, if his mind stays on the path that it's at, he's going to retire undefeated. But if his demons creep back in, that's the only thing that gets him. You know, he's 33 years old, so I think he's got at least 2 or 3 years of dominance left.
Okay, I'm tripping out because you're talking about some guy running out of the ring, and Parker White won the Golden Gloves with me in back in the days, and his name was really Bomani Parker. He was a 1984 Olympic trials champion, okay? So I went down to see him in L.A. fight at the Forum, and I'm expecting big things from him. I think he's lost one fight at this point in time, but we're expecting bigger and better things from him. So in the middle of the fight, like after the second round, he went in between the ropes and he ran out of the ring. And he ran out of the arena. He ran to the hotel across the street. There's never been an explanation on that one.
He just checked out.
He just checked out. Oh, my God. So anyway, it was a good night for boxing. Sort of like somebody said to me, was it like Gotti and Ward or something like that? That was a different type of slugfest. And of course, these are heavyweights. Yeah. And heavyweights bring out the squares, don't they, for the most part? I mean, that's when the squares watch boxing, heavyweight boxing.
Yeah, or any big fight in general. You know, you get the casual fan. It really wasn't as competitive as Gotti Ward, You know, it's just that the aura of Deontay's power, you know, kept you on the edge of your seat. You know, but I think for the most part, other than the rounds that Fury looked like he was out of it, I think he won all of them. You know, and you can see there was moderate improvement to Deontay Wilder early, but once he got tagged, you know, second nature kicks in. You know, and what he's used to, he's a slugger. You know, and if he gets you, you're gonna check out, and if not. You saw what happened, you know, but he showed tremendous heart. You know, it's hard to knock Deontay Wilder this morning.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Our props to him, except he's a poor sport. October 15th, pound for pound, maybe one of the best from Mexico. Of course, Mexico's best fighter outside of Canelo Alvarez, probably. The once beaten Emmanuel Navarrete taking on the once beaten Joette Gonzalez. That's going to be a good match on ESPN+. You know, the app is where it's going on. I have a friend of mine that's a boxing fan. He watches these fights later on YouTube and this and that, but he doesn't get the. I can't watch a fight and know what happened already and feel the drama. Can you?
Not at all. No. I have, on the rare occasion, if there's a function that I can't get out of, I disconnect. I'll put my phone on plane mode, and then I'll wake up early, or I'll watch it later that night on a YouTube stream. But there's nothing like, live in the moment, nothing at all.
USA Tuesday Night Fights, your buddy Johnny Boz used to call me right after the fights were on the West, on the East Coast, obviously on East Coast time, and we 9 o'clock Eastern time, and then 9 o'clock Pacific time, delayed 3 hours. And he would call me and try to ruin every Tuesday night. And when I told him, you're being a B.I., you know what, about this, and you're ruining my, he continued, he persisted. He would call from different numbers.
Oh, that's some mess. That's some old school trolling.
May you rest in peace. In fact, I was looking at some Facebook page, and it's been like about 4 or 5 years now that he passed. But he was a character. There's no doubt about that. New York's finest, per se, and I'm not talking about the police department. Now, as far as the heavyweight division is concerned, is Oleg Usyk and Anthony Joshua going to dance again? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, as expected, Anthony Joshua. Invoke the rematch clause, and as is his right, and you know, let's see what happens. Is Anthony Joshua, is he this era's Lennox Lewis, in which, you know, Lennox got beat a couple of times and he, you know, went back to the drawing board and changed things up and he avenged every loss?
No. Lennox Lewis would have beat both those guys in the same night last night. Sorry, I think he would have. I think that Lennox was, you know, he's the most underappreciated champion of probably the past 25 or 30 years.
He is. Yeah, he definitely is. And it's funny because, I don't know, I forget which fight it was. It might have been the second Fury Wilder fight that they brought out Evander, Mike, and him. And out of all three, he got the least love. You know, absolutely. Lennox, underrated Hall of Famer.
Classy guy. They thought he was gay for a while. He ain't gay. Some girl, some hooker told me in Vegas he's a gentleman. Anyway, bottom line is we got to go. Kiss Sebastian. Kiss the old lady. We'll talk soon.
Okay, my brother. Thank you for having me on.
The great Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD on Ring Talk Live Worldwide via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.